From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for June 13th in the year of our Lord 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2. And the goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. All right, our buddy Alan Phillips, well-known attorney, vaccinerights.com, pandemicresponseproject.com on the radio with us. Welcome, Alan.
Pleasure to be here, Sam. Thanks for having me.
All right, the NBA Finals was won yesterday by the Golden State. They beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. And poor LeBron lost, and LeBron was basically going off on race, Alan. And LeBron James speaks of a master class in America. LeBron James slams racism in America, according to CNN. And LeBron James' home was painted with, quote, racist graffiti, says the LA Times. Now, we talked about this last hour, and I'm saying that LeBron James is flat out a racist. And I'm saying that because, number one, if his house was vandalized, I think that's horrible, and I reject it 1,000%. Nobody's house should be vandalized. I don't care who they are. Okay? I believe we're all God's children, and he loves us all. I believe in the Declaration of Independence that, you know what? All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. I stick with those viewpoints. And I believe we're all Americans and we should stand together. My problem is that I believe LeBron James has been turned into a race baiter. He's somehow been co-opted by those who want to divide Americans rather than unify. And I'm very disappointed. I don't know what he means by a master class, but I kind of ask myself, what has LeBron James not been given as an American that would put him in the underclass? I mean, in every way, LeBron has more than I have, whether it's money, fame, fortune, talent. Any way you look at it, LeBron has been richly rewarded by the freest country on the face of the earth. Now, do we have a history of some problems? Yes. Do I acknowledge them? Yes. Are they wrong? Yes. Have we corrected them? Yes. Is there still some racism in America? Unfortunately, yes. Is it wrong? Yes. Okay, but that doesn't mean that America has not been good to LeBron and good to me. And I'm not against LeBron being rewarded for his incredible talent. My problem, though, is to stand up and attack America and to refer to a master class only serves to heighten tension, only serves to, in my opinion, increase racial division. I don't see the value. Using the big microphone when he's at the top of his game, a well-known rock star, if you will, in the basketball world, right when the finals are going on and everybody's paying attention, and then he literally refers to a master class as if somehow he's downtrodden and wronged because he's black in America. I don't care that he's black. Okay? Black or white has nothing to do with it. Okay? And then, you know, now they're mad because an American president's white now. So Donald Trump gets in office and they say, now the white guys are in charge. Hey, man, I didn't look at this as the black guys are in charge when Barack was president, and I don't look at it as the white guys are in charge when Donald's president. The American people are in charge, and some of us are black and some of us are white. And by the way, for an underclass, you know, somehow kowtow to the what? White class? Is that the class we're talking about? What class is it we're talking about here? Master class? Well, who's in the master class? Is it me or LeBron? I mean, I walk into a college and LeBron walks into a college and because he's black, he gets a leg up. Right? He gets affirmative action in his favor and poor Sam's just like on the back of the bus. Right? Now, I'm just telling you that it's amazing. And I'm not here to create more problems in this. I'm here to say shame on you, LeBron. America has given both you and I incredible opportunities. We live freer, safer, and more prosperous than 90%+ of the world, both of us. And we ought to stand together and reject racism. We ought to stand together as a beacon on the hill. We ought to stand together and find a way to heal America and not highlight and promote and use, in my opinion, trigger words to create a greater divide. I don't believe that the white guys are in charge, and I don't believe for the last 8 years the black guys were in charge. I reject that whole narrative. But see, everything that's mentioned here, in my opinion, serves to promote racism. Now, if his house was vandalized and there was great racist graffiti on his house, that's horribly wrong. Let's find the perpetrators and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. But let's not make a mountain out of a molehill. Let's not turn this into a class warfare, a racial divide. Black Lives Matter, I believe to be a terrorist organization, loves those comments from LeBron, right? So does the Black Panthers, right? Now, I would say it's the Pink Panthers, but that's the chicks that are all protesting and going belligerent. They're crazy, too. All right, why don't we work together, ladies and gentlemen, and realize that America's got some problems. America's had some things that we're not proud of. The way we treated the Indians, the way we treated blacks, none of that is good. The way we treated the Mormons in the day also, the way we've treated other Christians, the way we've treated Muslims, I can go on and on. And I'm not proud of that history, but I'm also not going to pretend that that's bigger than the good we've done. We've done so much good in America. We've brought so many people together. We've given more people more opportunity for prosperity and freedom and safety and stability than anybody else on the planet. And LeBron James has been given everything that America has to offer in spades. And he should be standing up saying, America's been so good to me. Black people, white people, let's stand together in solidarity against any abuse from one human to another, anytime, anywhere. Please. And then I'd stand up right beside him and say, amen, brother, let's get it done. And would solve the problems in America. One heart, one mind, one issue at a time. But no. No, I believe LeBron's being exploited, and I'm shamed by his actions. He's an incredible talent. He's one of God's children. And I hope we can someday stand on that very premise. Alan, am I off the beam on this one?
Oh, you're right on the hit the nail right on the head, as usual, Sam. We have many, many things in common, many, many differences, but, you know, we find ourselves focusing far too much on the differences and amplifying them to the exclusion of the things that we have in common that can bring us all together despite those differences. The differences in many cases can enrich us, but there are people who benefit from the division, whether it's rich against poor, black against white, young against old, however you want to frame it, however they can frame it, Republican against Democrat. We are pitted against one another, and some of this, I think, is deliberate. And I think, again, you hit it on the head when you said he was, what was the word you used? You basically said he was being manipulated.
Yeah, he's being exploited, in my opinion.
Exploited, yeah. Someone taking advantage of him to further a cause of dividing and further divisiveness. You know, I've read over and over again that many of the protests against Trump in the early months were from hired protesters, and I have heard that there are literally tens of thousands of people being trained and hired to do further protests. And you have to, of course, ask the question, well, who benefits from this divisiveness? Who stays hidden while we're distracted with all these other fights that to a large extent are manufactured? And that's the really disturbing part here. Some of it can certainly has in the past and certainly could arise spontaneously, but in particular in recent months, information I'm seeing suggests that much of it, maybe a majority of it, is actually manufactured. And again, that begs the question, who benefits and why are they doing this?
Now, I find that fascinating. If I bring up my comments on race, have you heard me say anything, literally anything that would be of a racist nature or anything that would literally divide people?
No, in fact, I see you pointing to just the opposite. Hey, let's come together on these things. We may not all be the same. We may not all agree on everything, but we have so much more in common. You know, all of us want, or certainly the vast majority of us, want everybody to be able to live a healthy, happy life. We may have some differences of opinion about how you get there in some respects, but let's come together and talk about it. Let's not just go to our corners and throw things at each other, literally or figuratively, without trying to come together. But again, if whether it arises organically or as a manufactured phenomenon, when we are in a state of divisiveness, we are at our least constructive and least productive.
Now, LeBron position. James refers to a master class in America. Slams on racism in America. says how hard it was, how hard it is as a black man for him in America. And, you know, then they kind of have these, you know, ideas or emojis that now the white guys are in charge because we got a white president now. And they really praise this guy. This guy's like an American hero, pointing out a horrible disparity or whatever you want to say, a two-class system in America. I come back and say, let's bring us all together, and they literally call me a racist. It is beyond imagination, folks. All right, quick pause. Sam Kurt and Alan Phillips. We got a couple more stories, and we'll drill into the vaccine updates of what's happening as well. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I think it's Virginia. You got Corey Stewart running over there. And I guess that looks like Corey Stewart was endorsed by Gun Owners of America, Kurt. And Corey Stewart knows that the right to keep and bear arms is God-given. He believes that law-abiding Virginians ought not to have to ask permission to have and carry their firearms. Anyway, I guess the primary is today. So there you have that. Anyway, there's so much news to cover. It's just beyond imagination. And now the Senate. Believe it or not, the Senate GOP leaders are hoping to keep the health care bill secret as long as possible. No policy details here, folks, writes Independent Journal Review, IJR. So there you have that. You got Corey Stewart running in Virginia. Gun Owners of America endorses him. And then you got the GOP literally now, again, playing the same tricks they've always played, which is, hey, we're going to work on this bill. We're not going to tell you what's in it. You probably have to pass it to find out what's in it kind of stuff. I mean, it is absolutely crazy. All right, there's another story. There's a play that's out. Kurt?
Yeah. I don't know if our guest has gone to this, but anyway, I guess in New York, one other reason to not go to New York, in my opinion, but the headline from the AmericanMirror.com, American Express refuses to pull funding for NYC public theater after Trump death play. Kyle Olson's the author. It says American Express is trying to have it both ways, not offending liberal customers who see no problem with the content of a New York City play depicting the assassination of President Trump, while also attempting to claim its dollars aren't going to support it. The company followed Delta and Bank of America in expressing its discomfort with the play by the New York NYC Public Theater. Says, we would like to clarify that our sponsorship of the public theater does not fund the production of Shakespeare in the Park, nor do we condone the interpretation of the Julius Caesar play. I guess what I'm saying is Shakespeare in the Park has come to be where they put a guy like Trump to be the Julius Caesar, and they kill him on the play.
Right, the now story I have a problem goes, with this whole yeah. thing, though, and the funding and everything else. You know, I don't know what these people are talking about, but look, to me, right and wrong is incredibly simple. Okay, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. The bottom line is, hey, when you've got a sitting president, and you've literally got a woman that gets on TV or whatever else, or you know, on Facebook or whatever she does, and she does this chop off the head kind of comedy routine, and then she apologizes. Now they're rolling out this play where they literally mock, assassinate the president of the United States. I mean, this stuff is absolutely unacceptable. And I don't know what on earth is going on here, but American Express has lost their minds. It's just amazing to me that we allow this stuff to continue. Now, I agree with free speech, but I would submit to you that free speech falls short of suggesting we ought to chop off somebody's head, anybody's head. Now, I don't know if we want to make this racial, but we could say it's because he's part of the, quote, master class. See how that can just drive the division? That's bogus. The fact is you shouldn't do this to anybody ever anywhere. Kurt?
Well, I couldn't agree more. And it says the public theater chose to present Julius Caesar in such a way that was intended to provoke and offend. Yeah, amen to that.
Boy, howdy, is that a fact?
Yeah, these they say crazy. We are withdrawing our funding for this production.
Good, they ought to.
But so far, the production's other sponsor, the New York Times, has been silent on the issue.
So the New York Times and American Express are backing it, really.
Yeah, well, you know, what they do is they say, hey, we don't want our money going to that. They, you know, but we do want it to go to all this other stuff. You know, it's like, I mean, your money's not going to not go for that. It's like tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood. Oh, that's just supposed to be for counseling, not for abortions, right?
Yeah, or you just put all your money into vaccines, but you're not really for population control. You know, how does that all
work?
It's
a mess.
Alan Phillips, what do you think? We're rejecting this whole idea.
I think the bottom line here, the reason we're seeing the level of attack on Trump, you know, there's always the political divisiveness and one side attacking the other, but we see a whole different order of magnitude here, and I think it's directly proportional to the stakes. The bottom line here is that Trump is trying to clean house, and if he succeeds, a lot of very important people are going to be in jail or in hiding, and that's really, in my opinion, the bottom line of all of this. The aggressive attacks, the level of aggression correlates to the stakes, and the stakes have never been higher. The last person who tried to clean house was John Kennedy, and you see where it got him. So Trump is, I think, aware of this. I think he knows he's playing with his life here, but he's got something that John Kennedy didn't have, and that is public awareness, growing public awareness, and growing support. A lot of people are still being fooled by a majority of what I believe is false information in the mainstream media. But all of this is covering a deeply entrenched system of control that engages with people who routinely engage in criminal behavior and other unlawful behavior, and they have an enormous amount to lose here if the House gets fully cleaned. So they're going to do anything and everything they can to distract from that and to put people's attention somewhere else, to try to vilify Trump. I don't agree with everything Trump says or does. There's some things he has said or done that I find quite objectionable. But on the whole, my impression is that, so far anyway, is that he genuinely does want to, and I really like the phrase, even though it's been beat to death, drain the swamp. He's trying to expose his system. And so, of course, they're going to do anything and everything they can to fight for their own survival. Because, again, the stakes are very, very high if and when they actually get exposed.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's tragic, to say the least, but that's what's going on. We reject any type of violence anywhere, anytime. We're peace-loving folks. I get the right of self-defense, and I stand by that as well, but that's a difference than violence, and that's a difference. You know, you got free speech, but there's lines there, folks. There's reality checks, and in my opinion, these people are over the top, and we reject their divisionary attempts. I don't care if they're in survival mode or not. That's not the way you survive. They attack me every day, and I don't resort to that to survive. So there you have it.
You're not going to go to jail if you're found out either. You have nothing to hide in that regard.
Yeah, I don't know why I'd go to jail. It's not what I think or believe or would do in the first place.
Right,
that's
right.
That's kind of the interesting thing is that these people, I submit to you, are literally over the top. All right, I want to talk about vaccines. I got an NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center, report. Headline, Minnesota mumps outbreak, largest since 2006, sir. Did you see this?
I did.
Here's what's fascinating. Most of the folks that are involved in the outbreak have been vaccinated.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
What's up with all that? And is the mainstream press going to highlight that fact?
Yeah, they kind of look over that. As soon as there's an outbreak, the knee-jerk reaction is you vaccinate more to deal with it, and those horrible anti-non-vaccinating people or parents are the cause of all of this. Again, this supports a pre-existing narrative, and if you stop to look objectively and scientifically at it, then you're going to be interfering with potentially enormous profits. You know, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry, something on the order of $30 billion a year. That's expected to more than double over the course of the next 5 to 8 years. They're projecting somewhere around $70 billion. And there's just something about money when it reaches a certain level that it takes on a life of its own and it rolls over anything in its way, and truth will be one of the first casualties in that process. So it's sort of interesting because vaccines are one of the biggest last sacred cows in the pharmaceutical industry. When the truth about vaccines is exposed, it's going to be, well, I'll put it like this, when that first domino finally gets a good shove, and we're moving closer to that point, there's going to be a series of dominoes, and I believe that the exposure of the vaccine lie will result in either total destruction or total transformation of the pharmaceutical industry as we see it today. It's not just the tens of billions of dollars they get from the vaccines. The industry claims that's only about 3% of the total pharmaceutical industry, but vaccines are introducing widespread chronic illness in the population, and each one of those chronically ill people from a vaccine becomes potentially a lifelong customer for other pharmaceutical products. So the sale of vaccines, maybe that only accounts for 3% of the total sales of pharmaceutical products directly, but indirectly probably generates a significant portion of the remaining 97%.
They're not going to mention this, folks, but it's serious to understand. How on earth could that happen if vaccines are safe and effective?
Well, they've never pretended that vaccines are 100% effective. And up until a few months ago, the CDC used to post on their website the effectiveness of vaccines with children is something on the order of 85 to 95%. The high end 95% having been what turned out to be fraudulent mumps study, speaking of mumps. But they're not 100%.
Did you say fraudulent? Liberty Roundtable Live. Hold on, folks. Alan Phillips, our guest.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Despite the opposition to President Trump and talk that he may be going too far in some areas, the president is, according to many, fulfilling his promises, particularly when it comes to the economy. Since his administration, the stock market has continued to surge, unemployment reaching a 16-year low, the economy projected to grow at the rate of 2.3% this year. That's considerably higher than last year's growth of 1.6%. And at the same time, predictably, many on the GOP side of the aisle say the Democrats are trying to sabotage everything by blocking the legislative agenda. A Christian church in China was invaded by 300 police officials, 40 Christians dragged out, dozens beaten, pushed to the ground, their hands were twisted, 8 Christians remain in custody. The church was demolished after it was declared to be an illegal building. One Christian observer said the destruction was reminiscent of what the Japanese did in China during the Second World War. Chinese government officials took phones, personal property, money, smashed offering boxes. The Communist Party has begun a new wave of religious oppression. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Alan Phillips, our guest, well-known attorney at law, standing for vaccine rights. By the way, his website, vaccinerights.com, pandemicresponseproject.com. We're talking about this massive mumps outbreak. I guess it's in Minnesota, sorry. Minnesota mumps outbreak. Largest since 2006. Most folks that are involved in it have been vaccinated. The mainstream press leaves that reality out. Also, there's a headline that says repeat influenza vaccinations yields reduced antibody response. Are we just getting a situation where most Americans are so vaccinated that they're not doing any good anymore, and maybe that's the cause of the outbreaks?
Well, this is something we've seen with flu vaccines in the past. There's been research in recent years previous to this also suggesting that getting a flu shot, in fact, they said 2 years in a row would reduce protection. And there's some research that was looking at 9 to 15 year olds that found that they had four times greater risk of upper respiratory illness if they got a flu shot than if they didn't. There are easily a couple of hundred different known viruses associated with flu-like illnesses, and the vaccine addresses four strains. This was something, it might have been fall a year ago now that this data was from, but they look over a seven-week period, they had over 100,000 specimens, and only 1.2% of them were influenza. So they have, you know, nearly 99% of the upper respiratory illness wasn't even influenza. So even if the vaccine was 100% safe and effective, didn't cause any problems.
Which, by the way, it's only about like flipping a coin. It's only about 50% effective, right?
Well, or less. The best studies I've seen are around 60%. I've heard, read about low 60s, but then, you know, the CDC has claimed in recent years the effectiveness of, you know, maybe in the low 20s or something. And last year, the federal government paid out over $251 million because of people injured and killed by vaccines. And 60% of that was people who had injuries or deaths from flu vaccines. That's not because the flu vaccine is more reactive than other vaccines. It's because there are more flu vaccines administered than all the other vaccines put together, probably at this point. But nevertheless, it's probably the least, one of, if not the least effective. In fact, it can increase your chance of upper respiratory illness. And I hear this anecdotally, by the way, all the time. I work with nurses and other healthcare professionals all over the country. I probably have worked with 400 to 500 of them over the last 4 to 5 years. And I hear the same story over and over and over again where my client says, I never get the vaccine, I never get the flu, or I rarely get the flu, but my coworkers who get the vaccine every year, they're the ones who are taking time off every winter because they get sick. So this is not just anecdotal, as we've discussed. It's been verified in the medical literature now, but somehow all of that escapes those who promote it.
Again, now, I want to pick up on this theme that you mentioned right before the pause. You got fraud going on. That's what's happening.
Yes. Well, like I said, it's just too much money to let the truth get in the way. And and then too many people who, you know, most people, I believe, are good people of integrity who just want to do the right thing, just want to put in a good day's work for a good day's pay and go home and enjoy their family or themselves. And but too many of us are just too willing to follow orders and not pay attention. And even many people who figure out what's going on are still afraid, understandably. But as somebody wisely said, if you're afraid to speak out now, you should be more afraid not to speak out, because failing to speak out now is going to make it even harder to speak out later as the larger agenda rolls forward.
All right. That's all bad news, because it's fraud everywhere. Money's at the heart of it. Pride's at the heart of it. A cover-up is at the heart of it. Big Pharma's at the heart of it. There's no doubt to all that. Many people say there's even population control agenda at the heart of it. I am one of those people. I've done enough research to really tie population control to vaccines. Bill Gates spoke about a lot of that, and I believe it all really backs into this eugenics discussion. That's a tragic situation, but new studies reveal that vaccines harm folks are now coming out. That's the silver lining here. We're getting to the truth. Alan?
Well, yeah, and it's there, and it's been there, and yet it keeps getting hidden. I'm amazed, Sam, this vaccine injury compensation program that I keep mentioning, it was created in 1986 and went into effect paying out money beginning in 1989. So it's been over 30 years since it was created. On 27, I think we're maybe into the 28th year of payouts now. And you'd be amazed at how many doctors, pediatricians, and others who will call themselves experts on vaccines have never even heard of this. Part of the reason is that the pharmaceutical industry is the largest advertiser in the mainstream media, and so people in the mainstream media, the news in particular, they're not allowed to talk about problems in the pharmaceutical industry, problems with vaccines in particular, because they'll lose their job and their company will lose their biggest sponsor. So, you know, do we have a free press? Well, in a very limited way at best, because it's controlled by, to a large extent, by the money.
Not only is it controlled by the money, but it's controlled by government, but government's the one that basically sets up a vaccine compensation fund when it all goes wrong and gets vaccine players off the hook for accountability for their, in my opinion, drugs that are not very safe or effective. They also participate by literally running around and partnering with pharmaceutical companies, Big Pharma, and saying they are safe and effective. They're perpetuating a fraudulent lie. And now more and more studies are revealing that there is vaccine harm. That, you know what? And this cover-up is starting to become exposed, even with their lockstep control in the media and their government backing. More and more of the word's getting out.
The control is slipping, and we have an unprecedented opportunity here with vaccines and some other major controversies of our day, I would submit as well, to, you know, awareness gets up to a certain point. You know, the people in power have power because the rest of us agree that they do. And that's really the only reason anybody ever has power. And if enough people say, we're not playing this game anymore, we deny that you have power, and then nothing they say matters or does anything. And this is really interesting. Sam, just in the last several days, we have had massive protests in Poland and Italy, people hitting the streets in tens of thousands protesting new mandatory vaccine laws. Of course, you hear nothing about it on the media here, mainstream media anyway. But this is an issue that's exploding here in the U.S. It's exploding in European countries. People have concerns around the world. It's been a huge controversy in Australia as well. This is not something that's limited to, though I am deeply appreciative of the fact that, you know, you focus on this, I'm sure, not just when I'm here, but especially when I'm here. It's not just limited to this wonderful radio show. It's going on and starting to explode around the world. This is a very interesting time. And they may control the media. They may keep this from getting out of the mainstream media, and they'll keep it hidden to one degree that way. But more and more people are turning to alternative and independent sources for their information. I heard a report this morning. Frankly, I'm skeptical, but it makes a good point. They said something like only 6% of people now, you know, fully believe the mainstream news. I suspect it's a bigger number than that. But we have growing numbers of people who are skeptical of the mainstream media. So the whatever techniques they've been using are starting to slip a little bit.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this battle, I submit to you, is epic. Believe it or not, this is one of the biggest, I don't know what you want to call it, biggest issue that I've seen in a long time that's taken global. I just looked up two headlines per Alan Phillips' statements, and here they are. Italians take to the streets to protest new mandatory vaccination law. Poland calls for global day of protest against mandatory vaccination. You think it doesn't come to America? Headline. Parents protest new California law mandating vaccines for kids, Alan. This is everywhere. But how much do you hear about it in the mainstream press?
Yeah, well,
literally, it's a blackout, sir.
Yeah, and again, there are huge financial interests here, and in the world as it sits right now, that will keep things out of the mainstream news. But, you know, I think, you know, Sam, I believe we're at an unprecedented time with people waking up, the vaccine issue and other problems, and it's either going to blow wide open, and a lot of people are going to either be in jail or in hiding, or it's the clampdown is going to succeed, and we're going to spiral quickly into, more deeply into, a police state. There are some who say we're already in a soft police state. And I used to, I've tried to be real careful to avoid sensationalism. It's really important to me to be clear, objective, and as much as possible emotionally neutral. But I find that phrase to be an apt phrase, soft police state. There, Congress has known for going on 3 years now, close to 3 years, that there are high-level CDC officials that have destroyed data showing that vaccines cause autism, and they refuse to investigate, and the Justice Department knows about this and refuses to prosecute. We're not at risk of losing our democracy, Sam. We've already lost it when those people at the highest level of government cannot, or for one reason won't, do their job.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Phillips, VaccineRights.com, our guest.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Alan Phillips, VaccineRights.com, PandemicResponseProject.com. And you want an attorney that'll help you defend your rights, Alan Phillips is your man. I don't get a penny for saying that, folks. He just wants to educate Americans and get involved in the solutions. And it starts legislatively. It starts with educating yourself. It starts with a lot of hard work, folks. So you got the protests all over the world. Literally, Poland calls for a global day of protest over mandatory vaccine laws. Italians take to the streets literally en masse to protest new mandatory vaccination laws. Parents are protesting in California due to a new law that was passed mandating vaccinations for kids. And it gets even worse. Vaccine skeptics gather in Washington, D.C. to protest and lobby, according to Stat News. The mainstream press isn't really reporting any of this, Alan.
Well, and again, you have to look at who owns the mainstream press, who controls it, you know, what is their agenda, and their agenda is the opposite of exposing the problems with vaccines. Again, that would undermine not only the vaccine industry, but vaccines as one of the pillars of the pharmaceutical paradigm. When vaccines go down, it's going to, I think, again, redefine pharmaceutical industry as we know it today. So there's a lot at stake here. As we were talking about before, in more general terms, this would be one of the specific examples. A lot at stake on the vaccine issue in terms of money. Criminals have been identified. It's not a conspiracy theory. We've got a Florida congressman who has tens of thousands of documents that were leaked to him by a CDC whistleblower. We know we have the evidence. Somebody asked me.
Well, you even have the Vaxxed movie that's even separate from that, a documentary that documents a lot of the leaks going on as well.
Right, that documenting that whole story. And somebody asked him once if he had a smoking gun after he had gotten these thousands of documents from the research. And I don't remember the exact wording, but in effect his response was, we don't have a smoking gun, we have a conflagration here. You know, we've got a forest fire. So they have the evidence, it's there. It's just a question. And I think what's going on right now, somewhat behind the scenes, Trump is working against the so-called deep state, trying to clean house, trying to get us to a point where the Justice Department can and will do their job and is not a group of people who...
A lot of people say that, and I pray that it's true, but I'm not convinced, Alan.
Well, they're not doing their job, okay? That's clear enough. At least, you know, the vaccine issue is one example. We could name many others. If, speaking of leaks, look at all the, you know, WikiLeaks. So it's documented lots of criminal action, and no one's being prosecuted. So I'll put it like this, Sam. You know, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes in Washington. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on not behind the scenes. So,
that's a good point.
I pray that what's going on is a restructuring that will enable the Justice Department to do their job in a more objective and balanced way, because it's clearly not happening now, clearly has not been happening.
We agree. Our prayer is that we have justice, we have transparency, we have accountability. Now, one of the things that I find fascinating is the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, has literally prosecuted all kinds of companies over the years for violations of the law, because they might have, you know, health food on the market that hasn't been, you know, double blind tested or, you know, got FDA approval or this and that. And they've literally put people in prison. And there's a guy named Sam Girard who got put in prison because he made a salve out of chickweed. If you go to the freedomcoalition.com, you can learn more about this, folks. But anyway, he made salve out of a chickweed for your skin. They literally have thrown that guy in jail for life, because it doesn't pass, you know, FDA approval. Now, that's bad enough, but you almost wonder if the right attorneys could get involved, if you could sue the federal government and say, you know what, while you're throwing a guy like Sam Girard in jail for creating a salve out of chickweed, an all-natural product, and telling people it'll help with their skin and selling it to people and they can buy it with their own free will and choice, There's a lot of reviews about how successful it is, et cetera, et cetera. While they can shut down a guy like Sam Girard, they literally back Big Pharma and promote this fraud on the people about vaccines being safe and effective. You can prove they're not safe and effective from comments from the government. You can prove they're not safe and effective because we've got a massive compensations fund when the vaccines are not safe and when they're not effective, how they pay out literally billions and billions of dollars. It seems like you should be able to sue the government for fraud over this and get a clear win. Although I'm not sure it's that easy. I think they'll create, quote, diplomatic immunity of some kind, and government will just get off scot-free on this. But at some point, there needs to be accountability there, Alan. Is there a way to sue and have... Look, they can't lie like this, can they?
Well, they can, and they are, and so far they've largely gotten away with it. Now, when I talk about, you know, an underlying system of control, the way you create a system that gets in place and stays in place is that you include in that system law enforcement. Again, this goes back to what I was saying. The Justice Department knows about these CDC criminals, but they're not prosecuting. Why is that the case? Well, you know, that's a longer...
Because maybe Donald's not really draining the swamp. Maybe it's a bigger deep state plot than we thought, and the Donald isn't getting it done.
Well, it's not something...
Because what he ought to do is he ought to put Alan Phillips in charge of vaccine discovery and transparency in America today. Donald could create a new position for Alan Phillips right now, folks, and get to the bottom of it if he wanted to, couldn't he?
Well, the system of corruption is vast. It's not something you can, you know, just fire five people and then everything goes back to normal. It's been in process and in place for decades. Let me give you a quick example. Here's a quote from a fellow by the name of Herbert Ley. He's a former Harvard professor and FDA commissioner. This is a quote from 1969. He says, "The FDA protects the big drug companies and is subsequently rewarded. And using the government's police powers, they attack those who threaten the big drug companies. People think that the FDA is protecting them. It isn't. What the FDA is doing and what the public thinks it is doing are as different as night and day." Now, this is from 69. That's quite a few years ago, almost 50 years ago. So we've got, and the system hasn't, if anything, it's gotten, you know, more deeply entrenched, more greedy, whatever, you know, in the intervening years. So this is a system that's been in place for decades.
Now, Donald could just create an executive commission tomorrow and put Alan Phillips in charge of it and say, we're going to get the pay dirt on vaccination reality. We're going to stop any government program that's engaged in fraud. We're going to do it today. Donald could do that right now with a single stroke of a pen. You know that, Alan?
I don't think he can, and I think that's the problem, because you've got, you know, you're talking about setting up teams of people to and you're going to have there's this massive control system in place that would, of course, oppose that and go to great steps to prevent it from going forward taking place. Again, I don't understand this on a level of precise detail, but it's some people have estimated, and who knows, but some people have estimated that if everybody in Washington who was involved with criminal activity were arrested today and thrown in jail, we don't have enough jail space to hold them. We'd have to build new facilities to hold these people. Some people have said as many as a third of the people in top-level positions in governments have some direct or indirect relationship to this control system and network. And for something to be in place and stay in place for decades, that would ultimately have to be the case. How do you, you know, pull people into a system like that? How do you blackmail them so that whether they want to or not, they have to support it and they're part of it? These are, you know, questions that do not have short answers but do bear further exploration. But as to how you take it apart and when, of course, there's going to be huge resistance. The system is going to protect.
I agree with that. But if he can just put together an instant commission on to dig into vote fraud, he can certainly do it to dig into vaccine fraud.
Well, he already asked Robert Kennedy Jr., and this is a guy who was labeled an American hero by Time magazine because of his environmental lawyering work, and he, I think, is probably the absolute best person in the country for that position. He's a very experienced, seasoned lawyer. He has researched mercury, the science on that for many, many, many years, and so that's at least part of what got him into the vaccine issue, because many of the vaccines have mercury in them. And he's got a name. He's got some name recognition. Now, of course, you know, as soon as Trump asked him if he would head up this commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity, he was immediately, both of them immediately attacked by major medical organizations around the country. At the same time, there was a grassroots effort that rose up to say, you know, thank you, Trump, let's go forward with this. But I don't know exactly what has to be in place and how that needs to be set up in order for this to go forward. But he's already taken a huge step there. And we
commend him for doing so, by the way. Hopefully that'll have fruit. Hopefully we can give the support as we, the American people, necessary to see that to be accomplished. There's got to be a way to slowly dismantle this fraudulent activity taking place. There's got to be.
Well, I go back to the domino analogy, Sam. I think we've got to push that first domino over, and once that happens, it'll just be a series. And there's any number of things that might happen that would be the first domino. But what I'm looking for myself is that these CDC criminals, where we already have the research, we already have a federal congressman that's confirmed that we have this information. The Vaxxed movie is a great way to get an overview of that story. And I think this could very well be the big breakthrough piece. And if this happens, it's a very small step from, well, if those people lied to us about vaccines and autism, where else have they lied to us? That's a very small next step. So the first domino happens, and it's just a matter of time before the rest of them fall. So they're going to do anything and everything they can to keep that from happening. And we'll just have to see, you know, how it plays out. But we can all participate. We don't have to sit around and just twiddle our thumbs waiting to see what happens. We can take steps to educate ourselves, to share information with others when they're able to hear us and listen to us, keep the conversation alive like you're doing right here on your show. These are all things that contribute to the overall awakening moving forward. And ultimately, when enough people say, the buck stops here, in Italy and Poland and Australia, Japan, here in the U.S., when enough people say no, it's going to stop. And we're moving toward that point.
And ladies and gentlemen, we intend to do all we can to help that peaceful transformation to transparency and accountability. To do so in a moral way, we'll do our very best and trust in the Almighty for the rest. We need to work together. We need to start legislatively. We need to start legally and morally. We need to hold the moral high ground, and it needs to be a peaceful educational opportunity. Alan Phillips, ladies and gentlemen, doing a great job. His websites, vaccinerights.com, pandemicresponseproject.com. My friend, thank you so much. Godspeed.
You too, Sam. Take care.
There he goes. Alan Phillips, always doing a great job. We never have enough time for him, but we appreciate all that he does for liberty everywhere. All right, folks, donate today. Get involved in the solutions, would you please? The New Media Ticket Center stage, libertyroundtable.com. This nation shall endure.